Hey, it's another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly, along with my friend Casey Cloak.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Sounds like Yogi Bear.
Hey, hey, hey.
Sorry. Okay.
Hey, boo-boo.
Cut that out.
No, we're leaving that in. Trust me, we're leaving that in. Hey, I was in Jefferson City a couple of weeks back, and I went to a place I'd never been before. Jack in the Box.
You have never been to Jack in the Box? Are you kidding me?
I know.
Okay, now the next question is,
yes.
Did you have a taco?
No, I got a burger.
Oh, you got to try their tacos. Yeah, they are so not good for you. They're deep fried and just amazing.
Well, see, and I didn't know what they're known for.
Okay. Well, everything. Their menu is like, I stand there for 20 minutes trying to figure out if I want to try something new, and then I still end up with a taco.
Well, see, and they were really good. I mean, I liked it. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to thinking, there are so many places, like famous chain restaurants,
sure.
National, whatever, that people have never been to.
That's true.
Like, where have you never been to that you know about?
Oh, places? Gosh. See, I grew
You've
up
been to Olive Garden.
I grew up in St. Louis. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all so I had a chains. Lot. But I tell you what, there's a lot of chains like that that I will mention, especially like from St. Louis. If I mention Lion's Choice, some people have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know what
about.
Lion's Choice is, and actually they opened one in Columbia a number of years back.
I have
so
to drive up there.
Yeah.
I know my closest one is Sullivan. So.
Well, there you go.
And that's one thing, anybody in our family, if you're headed to St. Louis, we try not to tell our family we're going because you end up with this huge shopping list of places you have to stop and bring back.
Right.
One including White Castle.
When you go, bring me this and this and this.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. I've never been to Chipotle.
I get that because we just tried Chipotle last year while we were in Kansas City. It's
really
amazing.
Is it really?
I love it. I do. And in fact, every time I'm in Jeff City now, I'm torn between Jack in the Box, Popeye's Chicken, or Chipotle.
I love their jingles.
I love Popeye.
My wife likes Popeye.
Oh, yes.
She discovered
we do
it
too.
A couple of years back.
They're amazing.
But here's the thing with Chipotle, because I'm not really into Mexican food.
Well, they've got, I mean, the neat thing, they've got bowls or you can make burritos. Their rice, it's like a cilantro lime rice. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. And you get to pick what they put in it. I mean, it's kind of like a Subway, but for burritos.
Subway for
really? Yeah. You just kind of point and they.
Hey, senor, it's Mexican Subway. That's what it is.
But I will say, I mean, my husband's really picky too on Mexican especially, but he likes it too. He does. It's a stop.
I've seen the pictures on TV and everything, or advertisements or whatever, and I look at it and I go, that looks really good.
It
like
is.
A bowl of whatever
yes.
it was. I go, that looks
it's
really
good. You'll have to try it next time you're up in Jeff City.
I will have
that's
to.
That's the closest one from here.
Chipotle, yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, I mean, so what else? What other restaurants you think that you've never been? Have you ever been to? Okay, here's another one for me. Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yes. The steaks. Oh,
right.
Man.
I hear that's really loud in there,
really
too.
It's really good.
Is it loud?
I don't remember being loud, but we've always, you know, it's been years since I've been, and it's always been on a weekday or something. And so, yeah, no, it's not.
Waffle House is loud.
Oh, I love Waffle House.
Yeah, me too.
My gosh, you're making me hungry.
I know all this talk of.
I'm trying to think of what I haven't tried. Oh, you know, that's the thing. If it's in St. Louis, I'm most likely
you've probably
have tried
seen
it.
Them all. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Where have you
Red
never
Robin.
Been?
Red Robin.
Yum.
Yum.
Yeah,
yum. They're really good.
Like, my daughter and I know the commercial, but and she always says, Mom, let's go. I'm like, I don't even know where there's a Red
terrific
Robin.
Terrific burgers.
Okay.
Well, see, and you know what brought this whole thing up, actually, originally? Like I told you about Jack in the Box, but I also saw this guy in England who decided that, I don't know, once a day or once a week or whatever, he was going to visit a brand new place that he had never been
that's
to before.
Fun. I like that.
What
idea.
A nice task.
That does sound like a fun idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got quite the ample choices here at the lake.
I think we do.
Not necessarily just chains, but
right.
of all the different water restaurants,
right.
and other restaurants, you know, even off the on the highways. And there are slots.
A friend of mine in New Jersey, and you got to remember, right in the outskirts of New York, had taken another radio job in Kansas City. He was off. And he said that when they were pitching it to him, they said, yeah, well, you won't believe it. You come to Kansas City, you would take you a year to go to every restaurant here. And he said to them, okay, that's not really a sales pitch to me because I'm coming from New York, remember, where you could never go to every restaurant there. So
that's
you need
funny.
To come up with something else.
But the barbecue, that's how they should have sold them.
Barbecue,
the barbecue.
See, if you're a fan of barbecue.
They're known for the barbecue.
But what restaurants, national or otherwise, you know, chains, whatever, have you never been to? Give us a call, 856-318-9898. 9873. That's the Kevin and Casey podcast hotline. 856-318-9873. What, you know, maybe you see him advertised and you think, oh, that looks good.
Right.
You know,
right. There's always, yeah, and none of them are coming to mind at the moment, but there's a lot of times where we're watching TV and there certain commercial comes up and man, that looks good.
Yeah.
That does.
Hey, there's a family in the Netherlands that saw the apocalypse coming and 9 years ago, they're on a farm waiting for the end of time. They went into this secret room and they just came out. A man, he's 58 years old, and six young adults, 18 to 25, were living at this farm in the Netherlands. And they were found. Here's how they were found. The oldest of the kids went to a nearby bar in a village and he ordered a beer. And then he started talking about he told the staff he needed help.
So he escaped first.
He escaped. I mean, but the thing is, I don't know that they were being held.
Gosh.
They were just convinced, I guess, that the end of the world was coming.
9 years. And what was the youngest age you said?
Youngest was 18. He's 18 now.
So
he was like nine.
So he was nine.
When they started this. And he said he had brothers and sisters. The oldest one said he had brothers and sisters living at the farm. And he wanted to end the way they were living. So the cops visited this farmhouse and they carried out a search and they discovered this hidden staircase behind a cupboard.
Oh my God.
In the living room. And that leads down to the secret room where the family was.
They obviously don't have neighbors.
No, I think it's I'm showing Casey
like
a picture of it.
That's
where they live. This farm, okay. It's all surrounded by trees and everything like that.
Makes you wonder what they ate. You know what? How the
well, they were
supply?
Self-sustaining because they again they had the farm,
so they still got outside.
I guess they did.
Wow!
They had a large vegetable plot and a goat.
Okay.
How old was the goat?
So, oh man, yeah.
The goat's like, I'm exhausted.
So what triggered the escape? Okay, the goat died. We're done. Let's
what
get
kind
out.
Of apocalypse were they waiting for?
No kidding.
Because what was it 9 years ago? It was 2000.
It'd be 2009. No.
No, 2010.
It's 2010.
Maybe they were, remember 2012, the Mayan thing was supposed to happen? Remember that? Maybe that's what they were waiting for.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or an
that's
asteroid.
Sad. I feel bad for the younger one. Well, especially the 18-year-old.
I know. Just
think of everything they missed. Maybe it's not a bad thing, though.
Maybe.
But they're just going to be so far behind.
they missed the NSYNC reunion.
They're going to say Donald Trump is president?
I know. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you were, seriously, if
they
you
went
were
from
away.
The apprentice to president.
And somebody comes out of the other. Okay, so who's president? Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Right.
You mean the real estate guy?
Yeah, he's got a TV show. What?
Isn't that? Yeah, he's got a TV show, The Apprentice. What was it in Back to the Future?
Oh, yes.
Remember,
yes.
He goes, who's president? He goes, Ronald Reagan. He goes, the actor!
Yeah, right.
who's vice president? Milton Berle?
Gosh, think of everything they missed. That's interesting.
Wouldn't it be crazy if they all came out together and everybody knew they were going to be coming out and we all dressed in like monkey suits?
Oh, that's horrible. Or zombies.
Zombies. All the fun.
It was the zombie apocalypse.
The fun you could have with that.
Oh,
hey,
that's
Halloween. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Yeah. So speaking of Halloween, it's coming up, next week? I can't believe it's already almost here.
Depending on when you're listening to this.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, Lexi, so we do themes. Our family does theme costumes and try to tie it together. Last year, we were superheroes. And this year, I let Lexi pick. And we are the Addams Family. So this will be pretty
fun. Are you Morticia?
I'm Morticia.
Oh, nice.
However, Charlie, he is definitely not a Gomez.
And he's Cousin It.
He's Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester! Does he have a light bulb?
We will have a light
bulb. You got to put a light bulb in his mouth.
We'll have a light bulb.
Because Uncle Fester could light up a light bulb in his
mouth.
That's
right. That's what we'll have to figure out. Maybe I'll buy one of those battery-operated LED ones where he lights up and everything. But Halloween, you know, Halloween's one of my favorite holidays. It is. But I tell you what, it's so different now, and especially here at the lake, than, again, growing up in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating alone is so different. You know, growing up in St. Louis, you had to work for your candy.
Did you go door-to-door?
You would go door-to-door, but you would actually also have to tell a joke or perform a skit.
Oh, man. Nobody told me.
We loved it.
I'm just opening my bag, dude.
We would train for weeks before Halloween on memorizing funny jokes and doing, and like I said, skits. I mean, my girlfriends and I, we used to go each door and sing a song. I mean, but you had to work for it.
Okay.
You did.
If you came to my door, Casey, I'd be like, kid, that's very entertaining, but you got a line of kids behind you here.
Exactly.
Okay?
Come on, move it along.
Come
move
on.
It along.
I'm running out of Snickers
well,
here.
That,
you know?
That was my, so my first Halloween here at the lake, some girlfriends of mine, they had an apartment right there in town.
Right.
So I was coming over to help with the trick-or-treaters, so excited. So the doorbell rings. I'm like, oh, I'll get it. I get the first one. I open the door. The kids there, trick or treat. I was like, all right, let's hear it. And they're looking at me, and the parents are looking at me. I was like, all right, you got a joke? What are you going to do? And my friends are asking me, what in the world are you talking about? I was like, you don't have to work for your candy around here?
Oh, no.
But in St. Louis, they still do it. They do. You have to earn it.
Last Halloween, my grandson, who is just short of 2 years old now, his mom dressed him up as a biker.
Oh, how fun.
And he had like a scar, you know,
yes.
And like a
did
vest.
Did he have the onesie with the sleeve tattoos?
Yeah,
that
whole
so
thing.
Cute.
But
yeah.
he had like an eye patch, you know, but he looked very cute.
Sure, sure.
So we're on the Bangle Dam Strip and we're going around. Well, people are looking at him and going, oh, what a cute pirate.
Because it was the patch.
Enough people said that she's fine. Like, fine, he can be
a pirate.
I don't care, whatever. As long as he's getting candy.
I love it.
I don't really care. We used to, you know, when we would go door to door, and did your mom do this, look at all the candy once you got it home?
Yes, and then, said it was for our safety.
Yeah, you know,
I know better now. Now, as a parent, I do the same
My
thing,
mom was going for the Almond Joys.
Oh, yeah. So, yep. My mom liked the Mounds. She didn't like
Mounds,
the
Mounds, yeah.
But that's that and the Reese's peanut butter. Oh, you won't like that.
Right,
take it
right.
All and
yeah, it's all for your safety.
That's
sure.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's like 75% of parents do that.
Oh, I'm sure.
They root through the candy for themselves. Hey, we did the work. You're getting the candy.
That's exactly right. You
Come
buy
on.
The costume. You put them, get them all right. Dressed and ready. That's your commission.
You know what I used to hate when you knock on the door and you go, trick or treat, and the people, they go, oh, how cute, what a nice, you know, whatever, Frankenstein. And then they go, let's see, who is this? Like, especially if they think, they look, I was like, oh, it's Kevin. Hi. Like, you're not supposed to know.
No, leave me alone.
I'm in disguise. Hello.
Give me the candy. Here we go.
Give me candy.
That's right.
Give me candy. Speaking of Halloween, this is kind of creepy. I was reading about this guy who was given a ventriloquist doll. The dummy's name is Mr. Fritz.
Mr. Fritz.
He's
okay.
Convinced that this ventriloquist doll is haunted.
Oh, gosh.
He actually set up a GoPro camera to film it during the night, and he caught footage of the door of the cabinet opening, the mouth and the eyes of the dummy moving.
No.
And he says he's not scared of the dummy, but he admits he's wary of it.
Oh my gosh, I would have burned that thing by now.
He keeps it locked away in a room full of other collector's items. But what it reminded me of, I had a fear of, do you remember Jerry Mahoney?
No.
Jerry Mahoney was a 50s and 60s character on TV.
Okay. Well,
but anyway, he was a ventriloquist. It was like a Charlie McCarthy type doll.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I was petrified, not of the TV show, but of the ventriloquist dummy that my cousin Steve had. Steve was older than me.
Oh.
And it was the kind of dummy that its head is on a stick inside its body.
Okay.
So you can move the stick around and move the head.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified of it to the point where I'd go screaming. And my brother would get a hold of Jerry Mahoney and chase me around the house with it.
Yep.
To the point where my mom made my cousin Steve put the doll away. Do not bring it over our house and put it away. Don't let him see it.
Oh, I had the same thing. Child's Play. When Child's Play came
Chucky.
Out. Chucky. Yep, Chucky.
Chucky doll.
My brothers were obsessed with Chucky, and I tried to watch it, and that was my mistake right there. I think it was 6 years old. I had nightmares, and I had one of those life-size dolls
right.
in my room.
A Chucky doll?
No, it wasn't a Chucky doll.
Oh.
It was just a little girl doll.
Right.
You know, that, you know.
Oh, my sister had one of those. Yeah.
Completely innocent.
Right.
And that night that I watched Chucky, oh my gosh, I had, the doll went to the garage, and then she eventually disappeared. We got rid of it. I couldn't do it. And I still, I know they rolled out with the new Child's Play.
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, of course. It's all bad.
I can't. Even my daughter is starting to ask. Like, she sees the commercials and she's already freaked out. I'm like, oh, she took after me with that one. And I can't do scary movies.
Brand new nightmares.
No. Anything doll related. Ugh,
for a whole
no,
new generation, you know.
It's I know. Good.
Well, you know, I mean, even now, my cousin Steve, because, you know, okay, I'm older and wiser now. My cousin Steve, every once in a while, he will Facebook message to me and with a picture of Jerry Mahoney. He goes, I'm waiting. Like that.
love it.
I'm telling you, man.
Steve, I blame you for all my fears.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. I love it.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you. You know, the Kevin and Casey podcast hotline, once again, is 856-318-9873. Shoot us a message. Whatever you want to share. Fears, restaurants.
Halloween stories.
Just yeah, a hey, yeah. Whatever. I'd love to hear. Or you can email us at kevinandcasey@kevinhilly.com. Kevin and Casey, that's letter K, letter C, at kevinhilly.com.
And if you're listening before Halloween, have a safe and happy Halloween and have lots of fun and make some great memories with those kiddos.
And by the way, it's not necessary to get your food x-rayed at the hospital. That's an urban myth. Urban myth. Just, yeah.
I still take it to confiscate. Just, and, yeah, there's a safety aspect.
Parents, it's a parent's tax.
That's right.
Is what it is.
It's our commission. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Casey podcast.